And now this is a dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, May 768. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow up for Mrs. Pierce, who has biopsy proving thinning of the basement membrane with a clinical picture of loin, L-O-I-N, pain, hematuria syndrome. Last visit a year ago. Bone density shows osteopenia. Doing a diet for diverticulitis. Did have bowel surgery for that purpose. There was acute renal failure, did not require dialysis at that time. There were problems of electrolyte, acid-base abnormalities that they were corrected. Her symptoms of abdominal pain improved, some nausea but no vomiting, off and on loose stools, no bleeding. There has been also urinary tract infection, follows with urology Dr. Witzke. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvas HCTC. Next paragraph, blood pressure 120/80. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia, pericardial rap. No abdominal distension, no gross edema, focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. The last one I have is from April with normal kidney function. Next paragraph, I review the note from urology Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. Because of the left-sided renal cyst and prior pelvic prolapse, has a cystocele, rectocele with prior repair back in 2006. His sigmoid resection in May 2022. The persistent pain post-surgery. The prior mild right-sided hydronephrosis. No abnormalities on the cystoscopy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has loin pain, hematuria syndrome, with biopsy findings for thinning of the basement membrane. Which explains the hematuria, with preserved kidney function as expected. Blood pressure appears well controlled. Intercurrent process as indicated above. Blood pressure medications continue the same. All issues discussed with the patient come back in a year.